On this day, July 8th, 1497, the race for discovery is won, at least for the time being, by those heading east. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. European business in the 13 and 1400s was booming. Fleets of ships full of lumber, metals, and other goods were constantly sailing from European ports destined for the Indies. And Italian cities were raking in the bucks, and everyone wanted a piece of the pie. They were envious of those Italians, I'll tell you. Well, from European ports, ships sailed to Alexandria in northern Africa, and their cargo was taken from there by land over the Isthmus of Suez to the Red Sea. And from the Red Sea, they were taken again by water to Asia. Now, other ships went by way of Constantinople, and their goods were taken from there to ports on the Black Sea. And the cargo was then loaded on the backs of camels and horses. And after that, long and picturesque caravans of these animals, guided by drivers according to the customs of the Orient, slowly journeyed across the Asiatic mountains, deserts, and plains to the far-off merchants of the Indies. It must have been quite a sight to see. It wasn't quite as easy to transfer goods in those days. Well, these same Oriental caravans brought back to Europe the products of Asia. Remember, both sides benefit in trade, so the Europeans got the products of Asia that they'd long coveted after. Such products as ivory, precious stones, gold and silver and jewelry, silks, perfumes, and spices, especially pepper. That was a big commodity of that day. And this is how many of the wealthy Europeans gained access to comforts and luxury they otherwise wouldn't have had. Now, these precious items clothed European princes, priests, and the wealthy. It adorned their palaces and churches with jewels and rugs, and the spices seasoned their bland food. Pepper at that time was considered a gift of honor from a sovereign, and it was also used in place of money, and that's how valuable it was. Or maybe that's how bad medieval food was. Well, one record shows that even lands were valued in terms of Eastern commodities. So many pounds of pepper, cinnamon, and silk could buy land. So this trade with the Indies was essential to the European economy, especially for the upper class. It employed thousands of men both on land and sea, and it enriched the cities engaged in the trade. And the European merchants thought, well, this was the most important business in the world. Well, one day, that business came to a screeching halt when those trade routes fell into the hands of the Turks. Now, the Europeans were virtually cut off from a business they carried on for centuries, and this scared a lot of people in Europe. After all, their livelihood depended on this business. Now, since they couldn't go east by land, they were scrambling to find a new route to resume their trade, and especially a water route. But there were a lot of obstacles in their way. For instance, theories about the size and shape of the earth, superstitions, and the state of sea technology were some of these obstacles. But anyway, some explorers started heading down the coast of Africa, trying to go around that continent to India. And others, like Columbus and John Cabot, sailed west across the ocean, guided by the theory that the earth was round. So the race was on. Some went south, some went west. And men like Columbus and John Cabot sailed west across the ocean, guided by their theory. And they discovered the New World. However, they were discouraged because they didn't find their old market. Remember that these discoverers had no idea that they had discovered a whole new continent. Now, while Columbus and Cabot were exploring the New World, amazing news was being reported in Lisbon, Portugal, which would turn all eyes south instead of west. On this day, July 8th, 1497, Vasco da Gama departs from Lisbon on a trip to India. Da Gama sailed around the Cape of Good Hope at the southern end of Africa, headed eastward, and made it to India. And he returned in the summer of 1499 with his ships loaded with spices, precious stones, silks, and other precious products of the East that they had longed for in Europe. Portugal had made it to the East, not Spain. And this is why Columbus and them were discouraged, because they didn't return in their ships with all these prizes. Well, at this point, many navigators stopped hunting in the Atlantic Ocean for Japan and China and followed Vasco's route. But others pressed on westward to the New World, and it wasn't until years after the death of Columbus that people realized he discovered a whole new continent. Not a bad mistake. Maybe in the short term, it didn't help out a lot, but in the long term, a whole new world was created. I bet you if Columbus had known that before he died, it would have given him some hope and some encouragement, even in the bitterness of his death. Sometimes our efforts may not bear fruit right away, but they may bear fruit in generations to come, so never give up. On this day, July 8th, 1497, Vasco da Gama departs from Lisbon, and finally makes it to India, winning the race to the east.